Book 4 The Book of Birth and Quest Canto 2 The Growth of the Flame The Architecture of the Infinite Discovered here its inward musing shapes Captured into wide breadths of soaring stone Music brought down celestial yearnings. Song held the merged heart absorbed in rapturous depths. Linking the human with the cosmic cry, the world interpreting movements of the dance, molded idea and mood to a rhythmic sway and postures. Crafts minute in subtle lines eternized a swift moment's memory or showed in a carving's sweep a cup's design. The underlying patterns of the unseen. Poems in largeness cast like moving worlds and meters surging with the ocean's voice, translated by grandeurs locked in nature's heart, but thrown now into a crowded glory of speech, the beauty and sublimity of her forms. The passion of her moments and her moods, lifting the human world nearer to the gods. Man's eyes could look into the inner realms. His scrutiny discovered numbers law and organized the motions of the stars. Mapped out the visible fashioning of the world, questioned the process of his thoughts, or made a theorized diagram of mind and life. These things she took in as her nature's food. But these alone could fill not her void self. A human seeking limited by its gains, to her they seemed the great and yearly steps. Hazards of a young discovering spirit which saw not yet by its own native light, it tapped the universe with the testing knocks or stretched to find truth mind's divining rod. There was a growing out to numberless sights, but not the widest seeing of the soul, not yet the vast, direct, immediate touch, nor yet the art and wisdom of the gods. A boundless knowledge greater than man's thought. A happiness too high for heart and sense. Locked in the world and yearning for release, she felt in her, waiting as yet for form. It asked for objects around which to grow, and nature's strong to bear without recoil. The splendor of her native royalty, her greatness and her sweetness and her bliss, her might to possess and her vast power to love. Earth made a stepping stone to conquer heaven. The soul saw beyond heaven's limiting boundaries. met a great light from the unknowable and dreamed of a transcendent action sphere. Aware of the universal self in all, she turned to living hearts and human forms, her soul's reflections, complements, counterparts. The close outlying portions of her being, divided from her by walls of body and mind, yet to her spirit bound by ties divine, overcoming invisible hedge and masked defense, and the loneliness that separates soul from soul. She wished to make all one immense embrace, that she might house in it all living things, raised into a splendid point of seeing light, out of division's dense inconscient cleft, and make them one with God and world and her. Only a few responded to her call, still fewer felt the screened divinity, and strove to mate its Godhead with their own. Approaching with some kinship to her heights, uplifted towards luminous secrecies, are conscious of some splendor hidden above, they leaped to find her in a moment's flash, glimpsing a light in a celestial vast, but could not keep the vision and the power, and fell back to life's dull, ordinary tone.